Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Derek J.
That's right. Ian is off, I don't know, dancing to devil music or something. I think he's gone off to one of these dance parties.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope he enjoys himself. You can check us out on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Let's get right into the show content. You can call in and derail whatever we're talking about anytime. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 3733. I've got an article from archive.is, and I'm not sure what that means. That means to me an old article, but this is dated May the 4th, 2015. So, there you go. Call it what you want. Apparently, a man using the name Anthony LaRoche allegedly promised women 50 Shades of Grey bedroom antics with a handsome man through emails and texts.
Ooh.
He sort of posed online as a, he had a picture of basically a male model, and I guess these gals didn't have any way to check it. But
was he on a particular website? Or
they aren't clear on that, but this is a guy in France.
Okay. So some like French version of Craigslist or something.
Yeah, the French version of Grindr. So he apparently is 68, and he fooled a bunch of women into sex in a dark room by posing as a handsome male model online. So apparently he is now facing charges of surprise rape. Well, I mean, rape is the terminology.
Doesn't sound right. It's fraud, definitely.
He's misrepresenting himself.
I don't know if that's rape.
I don't think it is rape, but it's... it's fraud,
yeah.
I would say, is the right terminology.
And they're kind of close. Like, what's happening here is a sexual crime, but it's lying about the sexual crime.
Yeah, I guess. So let's read the story, because I think it's a very interesting story. This 68-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of fooling women into having sex with him in a darkened bedroom by posing as a young male model online.
Mm-hmm.
The man, using the name Anthony LaRoche, allegedly promised the women 50 Shades of Grey-style bedroom antics with a handsome man through emails and texts. He's now facing charges. He faces being charged with the rarely seen offense of surprise rape.
I don't know.
After a woman... well, this might be... The difficulty is in this, is that they're using the term rape, and it's sort of misapplied.
Yeah. Well, and that sort of demeans actual rape.
Right. I think we should use the term rape to identify people who have been forced into sexual acts.
Right. Against their will. But these people came to his apartment, right?
I don't know. I get the impression.
It sounds like they went to him.
It does have that look. So after one woman, Sylvie, complained about the alleged subterfuge. That's how he got caught. Apparently, the complainant Sylvie says that she was lured into the man's apartment in Nice, France, and alleged that he suggested a darkened room with a blindfold for the kinky thrill.
Suggested or insisted?
Well, probably ahead of time.
Yeah, so she consented to that.
The first thing we'll be doing, my darling, is you'll be wearing a blindfold.
Right.
Yeah, and when she arrived, she said she covered her eyes. She got into bed with the man who she thought was a handsome man with brown hair and blue eyes. She said she was stunned when she flicked on the light after sex to see a much older man. She added, he was a balding man of 65, and he was quite wrinkly and wore glasses.
Oh, no.
I was absolutely disgusted.
Oh, no.
Well,
I can imagine her shock.
I don't want to talk down to these people, but when you decide to have sex with a stranger and you don't see that stranger before you have sex with them, don't be surprised if they are somewhat misrepresentative of who they are.
Yeah, what's the expression about You don't know if you're talking to a dog on the internet?
I don't know what the expression is about that.
That's it. I think that's the one. And that's true. I mean, these people,
you know,
buyer beware. You're
talking to a dog. You're talking to a fat, hairy guy. No. Well, I mean, have you ever done online dating?
Absolutely, I have. Very much so.
You've done a lot of online dating.
Mostly online. Actually, I think pretty much exclusively online dating ever since I was 16. When I first, because I'm gay, and it's hard to find another gay boy when you're 16. You might have a few in your neighborhood or high school, but
otherwise, right?
Right. Not everyone is out yet, so I really had to reach and use the internet to leverage my dating abilities.
So I've gone on, I guess, one that I can think of, date on the internet, and I don't know if this gal's picture was her picture or not, but I can tell you that she was bigger than I had imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And,
people want to put their best foot forward, and so
sure.
They use their photo from 5 years ago when they weighed 20
right.
pounds less.
Well, what about the authors of how many books that are out there that have that picture, that black and white picture on the back?
Yeah, from the 80s,
right.
And they're still using it.
Yeah, it's a glamour shot from the 80s, whatever it is. I mean, is that them misrepresenting what you're getting? Because you're getting this, you know, what difference does it make what the author looks like? Well, and if you're having blindfolded sex, what difference does it make what the person looks like?
Yeah, and sex is so in your head anyway. I mean, a lot of sex is about what's happening in your mind. It's not purely physical. So I think what a lot of these women were signing up for was a mental experience. And that they certainly got. That wasn't fraud. He delivered what was promised there.
Right. Well, he was proposing to deliver fantasy. Isn't 50 Shades of Grey about sort of fantasy
yes.
and domination?
Yeah, and for this woman to flick on the light, who knows if that was part of their agreement or not. But she could have flicked on the light sooner, is what I'm saying. She was into it. She wanted this to happen. And she didn't want all of the facts beforehand. Apparently, she could have had them, because he didn't stop her from flicking on the light later. So why couldn't she have done this in the first place?
Well, there's some more facts that I think you should be in possession
okay.
of before we go any further.
Right.
Police matched the woman's testimony with three similar complaints, and after raiding the man's home, arrested him on suspicion of trying the same scam on 342 women across France.
Wow!
After being arrested, the man told police that he didn't think he had done anything. He committed offense because women, they'd all consented to sex.
Yes.
His lawyer told the Le Parisien, a newspaper, he never forced any of his alleged victims into sex, and the photo he used was the model of the model was clearly too good to be true. And if he'd been asked if he was really the person in the picture, then he would have been told the truth. So I think that this is a little scummy, but it's
yeah.
kind of what they're going for is that, look, just because he put a picture online doesn't mean he was actually representing himself as that person.
That's true. And to consider what these women were looking for, a lot of people have to pay for things like that. You would have to go to a service or something, and this seems to be like it's implied that it was free, that this was a consensual relationship.
It was free, yes.
Yeah, and so
he was the kind of guy that likes to administer spankings to women, and they were the kind that wanted to have them administered.
Right, but there are places that do this for money, and I'm sure they happen.
I think they only do it for money for men.
Well,
I have yet to find. Okay, so I saw an episode of House.
Okay.
And he said, you know how much trouble it is to find a male heterosexual prostitute? Probably be not that men wouldn't do it. It's just that none of them are in business because they would go out of business.
I don't know. Maybe times are changing because these women were seeking something unusual. And
they were seeking it for free, apparently.
Yeah, but they perhaps could have paid for a younger man, right? What I'm saying here is
yes.
that if they wanted the guy in the picture, they'd have to pay. But they could get it for free from old dude. So that's what they chose.
Well, it says that he apparently had done it with three women and tried it with 342. If we assume that the police don't have all of the stories here, and he's not going to tell anything extra
right.
at this point, then I'll bet there are at least two women, if not many more, that decided, you know what, this just isn't worth reporting. This is humiliating, or maybe they came back, we don't know, but they decided that it wasn't worth reporting it.
This is another instance of buyer beware also. I mean, just because it involves sex doesn't mean that it's not an exchange of value. And a customer, as this person is, these women, they're really both customers, they need to swap pictures. It's very important to make sure that you know what you're getting before you get it.
Should I be horrified by this behavior? Should this man hang from a tree for rape? The number's 855-450-3733, because I'm not convinced. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. It's LRN.FM on Skype.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Derek J.
Derek J., tell me about, is it DerekJ.me? Is that right?
It used to be. Okay. That site is no longer. It's TheDerekJ.com.
TheDerekJ.com. You wanted to go with the .com thing.
Yeah, I think it's important because it's easier to remember and it sort of brands my name. But I do different podcasts, and that's what people can find there, mostly podcasts and video. Sometimes about this very topic we're talking about.
Well, this topic we're talking about is a 68-year-old man in France, Nice France, who portrayed himself as a male model through pictures. He didn't actually say he was the guy in the picture, but it seems fair that if you put a picture up, you're not putting a picture up of someone else when on a dating thing. And lures some women to his apartment for sex only, with a blindfold, and then turns out it wasn't the hot male model, ladies. So, anyway, he probably used a little bit of online masking, maybe something like ProXPN, in order to protect his location. If he didn't, he's a fool. But what you can do with ProXPN is you can protect yourself from, say, your internet service provider who's saving all your surfing history. Criminals who are out trying to get your credit card numbers and your bank account numbers and all these other important things, steal your identity. Governments and corporations, which are limiting what you can see on the internet and saving your metadata. Simply download the app at proxpn.com/FTL. It's for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Then just connect to the internet using the program, and you're protected from all that. No more prying and no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have separate accounts for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and that will give you 50% off the annual account. It's like $5 a month. Though FTL50 will get you the savings for a lifetime of the account, no matter how long you keep it. So it's not just for a year or anything like that. And with that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world, the ability to privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked website, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. Coming from archive.is, this situation with this 68, I don't know if I'm going to, older gentleman? Fine, we'll call him older. He tricked a bunch of gals, at least three of them, from what the police are able to discern, and tried to do it on hundreds more, into coming in and into his apartment wearing a blindfold and getting paddled, and then whatever else happened.
The fact of his strikeout record tells me that these women are the ones who are responsible for their actions. Like, it's not rape. In my classical definition, it's not even really fraud in the classic sense, because so many women were able to see through his veil here. They were like, okay, this isn't really what I'm getting. They understood buyer beware. Why didn't these other women? Like, why did these women who were not as careful, why did they get to complain now that they didn't get what they wanted?
Okay, so my thought on this is that I immediately turned the genders around.
Okay.
And so what if this was a and the best thing I could come up with was a woman who's transitioning from a man to a woman, you know, how a transvestite, transsexual, or whatever the term is.
Transvestite is someone who likes to wear the opposite gender's clothing.
Fine. What's the Madame Butterfly thing? That scenario where the gal who's not a gal tricks the sailor into sex for, you know, years.
Oh, my.
You haven't heard this at all?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
So, still quite a scenario.
Right, it's quite a scenario.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess if you're going to try to trick somebody in the bedroom, you kind of get what you get on either side.
Mm-hmm.
If you show up at some woman's house and, you know, like you're blindfolded and a variety of things, don't be surprised if things aren't as you expected them to be entirely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I'm not horrified by the results on either side. I'm trying to be fair here in my mind, and I think what this person did was wrong because it's fraud.
Yeah.
But I think that the punishment for this should be whatever reparations are for these women, and I don't know what the reparations would be. How do you repair? How do you make somebody whole in this circumstance? Because it sounds like they came for paddling and perhaps an orgasm, and we don't have any evidence that they didn't receive everything that they came for,
right.
Except sex with a very attractive man.
Yeah, you should have been more attractive. I mean, what about women who wear makeup? Isn't that type of, you know, making yourself look prettier than you are?
Of some sort, right?
Yeah.
It's so, mild deception.
Right. So, or plastic surgery. Imagine, did you hear about the man, I forget it was in China or Korea, one of those, one place or another, where a woman had plastic surgery, and when she had children, the man was so shocked at how ugly his children were, and he sued her for fraud, because clearly...
He married a beautiful woman.
He wanted beautiful kids.
He married a beautiful woman with the expectation he was going to have beautiful kids. Turns out he married a woman who had had a great deal of plastic surgery and was beautiful, but she didn't have the genetics for beautiful kids.
Right. So I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I don't feel as bad for these victims as I would if it were just like straight up
calling
rape.
This rape is a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine some guy on the street is trying to sell Rolexes or something, you know, and you know it's not a Rolex watch. Everyone, right. You know, he's got a 97% strikeout rate, as it seems like this guy does. And
97%, he has a 99%, more than 99%.
Okay.
Higher than 99% strikeout rate.
So he's got a less than 1% success rate here. Do you feel bad for those victims who buy a Rolex watch thinking that it is actually a Rolex that they're getting at a deeply discounted price? Because that's really what these women are getting is a lot of sex for a deeply discounted price free.
And
right?
They're
getting something they would otherwise have to pay a lot of money for.
If the guy on the street, if you say, you know, he's got the Rolex watches, if you say, hey, is this a real Rolex? And he says it's a real Rolex, and you might be able to call that some level of fraud.
That's fraud, but this guy said he would admit.
Right. So he apparently never did that, or at least that's the claim that we're working with on this story, which
right.
is admittedly rather sparse on facts. But, you know, he did apparently didn't even, like, these gals didn't have the foresight to say, is that really you walking away from the B-57 with the brand new bomber jacket on? I mean, when was the last time, I think that's a Douglas DC-3,
they just
actually.
Wanted to believe
when
it.
When was the last time some attractive male model flew a DC-3. I mean, it's just, it's very strange.
Unlikely. And they just wanted to believe it, and so they went along with it. Hence the woman flicking on the light after the sex and not before. If she really cared about what she was getting into, she would have flicked on the light beforehand. And I have a brief story about something that happened in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. I use an app to find other men who might become a partner, and one of them lied to me. So with his pictures, he was deceptive. I'll tell you what happened when I discovered the truth.
Very interesting. What are your thoughts on this? I'm trying to come up with how this guy's wrong, but I'm coming short. 855-450-3733. He's wrong, but I don't think he's 7 years wrong. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. You can actually use Skype. Our username is LRN. That's in Liberty Radio Network. LRN.FM on Skype. And you'll have to send us a friend request if you haven't called before. But it's easy, and I'll take care of it within 10 minutes or something like that. And then you can call us, and usually you'll sound better, if you've got a, especially if you've got a good sound set up. If not, well, you know, you can always call the regular old-fashioned way, 855-450-3733. It's Mark
and Derek J.
855-450-FREE. I am headed off to Freedom Fest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's out in Las Vegas.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's not a short event either. The 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Wow.
And so if you want to show up for the whole thing, you arrive on the 7th. So think July 7 to 11 in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest.
It's a lot of freedom.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a big event. And I think that the big deal is the debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. So Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist over at the Heritage Foundation. Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize winning economist and New York Times columnist. And they're debating austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax, and the only place you can see anything like this is at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of liberty-oriented folks in one place. All kinds of huge names are going to be there, from Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes, John Mackey, Harry Rosen, George Gilder, Congressman Alan West, Star Parker, Justin Amash. It's going to be a big event. And me. Please come out and see me. If you do sign up, please sign up at freedomfest.com. And when you do, click radio. It's not the cheapest event in the world, but it is packed. And it's a great great time. My wife and I are going together. I really enjoyed it the last time I went.
Seeing Paul Krugman debate economics is something I would want to tell my grandchildren about.
Yeah, I am going to be there for that event. And, yeah, love to be there with you. Just sign up at freedomfest.com, click radio, or if you use the telephone number when you sign up, mention Free Talk Live, and that way they'll know that their advertising is working. That's really important to them in this circumstance. They're sort of trying us out here. So it's freedomfest.com, and their number is 855-8-50-FREE. It's 855-8-50-FREE for Freedom Fest. And you can give us a call at 855-4-50-FREE on Free Talk Live to talk about whatever is on your mind. Mm-hmm. Please do. Now, Derek J., you were telling us of something that occurred. You use online date or whatever.
Yeah. I use an app called Grindr. It's very popular among gay men to find each other in a geographic area. It'll tell you who's around who also uses the app. And people could use this.
Because I can be reasonably sure that if, whatever woman I wander across is probably going to be heterosexual. And as good looking as I am, I can assume she's interesting, too. She's interested, too.
Right. But for me, it's a little more difficult. We don't wear armbands anymore like Nazi Germany. And so you have to see some other
way. You do wear flowered shirts, though.
Yes.
Okay.
But so I encountered one man who I went to go meet for a date, and I should have known, because there are a couple of red flags. Anyone who does online dating will know about these red flags. All of the pictures that this man sent me were from a certain angle, way up high, sort of from the side. And this is
the MySpace shot.
Yes.
So the MySpace shot.
Been around a long time.
Yeah. Folks that know how to take good pictures, what they do is they take a picture from high on an angle, and they look up into the camera, and what this does is brings their face into focus, but doesn't show their body as well. And right. It's a way to sort of minimize one's waist size.
Yes. That's exactly what he was doing, but I didn't see it. And so some of the other red flags were that he was covering up his body or using darkening filters so that his most attractive features, his face and his hair, some of his jewelry were all highlighted, but his body was not. And so I don't mean to be entirely superficial here, but I thought I was getting something else. When I arrived,
and you are the hot girl of the gay community. I mean, you are a attractive young man who's in good shape. You wear probably a size 30 pant.
That's right.
And I have actually seen you with your shirt off. You have actual abs that people can see, and you work out. You've got the pectoralis muscles, and you're a good looking guy. And so
you
have an expectation to sort of mate with people of that same caliber.
I'm looking for somebody who puts in a little effort in their body. I do it, so I expect them to. Also, but this man, I felt defrauded. Okay, so I'm saying I'll give him a chance. Here I see right away when I arrive at his door that he is chubby.
Okay.
He's fat. I'm just gonna say he wasn't even like slightly overweight. He is a fat man.
Okay,
and I said, all right, I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be totally superficial. I'm going to give you a chance. You got me in the door already, so why don't I see what your personality is like? Well, hey, we hung out for a little bit, and I eventually, when things started getting heavy, had to say, I got to go. I got to leave, and it was sort of sudden. He asked me why, and I had to just explain and be completely honest. You know, I told him it was about his appearance and that I felt like I wasn't getting what I thought I would, I wasn't getting what I thought. And this applies, I'm bringing this up, because I heard, I don't know if this is true, but 50% of the marriages in America last year were from couples who found each other through online dating.
Okay.
And so this is taking over the way that people are meeting now. It's the most standard way.
It's a good way to sort of filter through people who may not be looking for the same things you're looking for.
Right. So this is important. Communication, making sure buyer beware, you know what you're getting with picture swapping. And then finally, exercise your ability to say no.
Absolutely.
That's what these women didn't do. And that's why I don't feel bad for them, is because I've been in this situation where you don't get, you're saying, hey, I thought I was getting an A plus, and I'm getting a D minus here. I want the A plus, so I'm going to leave. I'm going to walk out. This is not a match. And they could have done the same thing if they really cared about buyer beware.
Well, for me, it was when I went on my online date with the gal who, to some extent, I felt misrepresented herself. I didn't have the guts that you did. I just sort of pretended like I wanted to do something again so I could get out of the restaurant, and instead I never called her.
You pretended that you were going to have a second date?
I did.
Why did you give her those expectations?
Yeah, I was cowardly. I mean, yeah. Absolutely.
But
I don't think I was ready at that point. I hadn't done a lot of dating.
Yeah, but as much as it hurts the other person's feelings, to be completely honest with them, they know. They know what they've done. You think he didn't know about all his filters and high-up pictures? You think that if these women said, hey, let me flick the light on, I want to see what you look like, and then they said, hey, you're an old man, do you think he would have been upset?
I don't know. You can tell us. 855-453. Let's go to Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Listening on freetalklive.com.
Hey, Tom.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, did you hear about that guy who tried to join the Islamic State and they turned him down? They said
one of the guys that attempted to shoot up that Muhammad drawing contest tried, right?
No, one guy tried. They turned him down because they said he's too crazy and too brutal for them.
No, so I don't think I've ever heard of this guy, no.
He returned to the United States and joined his local police department where he was right in.
I guess that's it.
Oh, okay.
That's the joke.
That was, okay.
Okay.
Very funny.
Whatever.
I thought that was going to have some gay stuff in there for Tom.
Yeah, Tom, I don't know. At least he didn't talk to you long. Let's go to Jerry calling in from Des Moines. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it seems like there's on the case you talked about with the rape and the 68, using the term rape and the 68-year-old dude, it seems like both parties are really kind of giving as good as they got because, on one hand, there is that misrepresentation of a 68-year-old guy.
Yeah, he's pretending to be some kind of male model or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not honest. Also, the other person is like, they are really trying to cash in on the seriousness of the term rape. They're trying to leverage something that really isn't. You know, it's like, what are we doing?
No, that's actually the cops in this circumstance, because I don't think these gals went there I don't think that that's the case. Do you want to stick on the line, Jerry?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha-ha.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's 855-453 or LRN.FM on Skype, 855-450-3733. Call in about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about this story from France of this 68-year-old man who represented himself as a much younger, good-looking man, and I guess after... he did it to three gals, we know for certain, and one of them finally goes to the police. The police apparently have in their quiver a rarely used charge called surprise rape. It's surprise rape, and that's what they charge this guy for. He's facing 7 years currently. So, I don't know what I think. I think I don't like the term rape being involved in this charge.
And the name is even weirder. I mean, what rape isn't a surprise?
Well, it's probably it's translated to some extent, too. So
okay.
Getting a perfect translation is never that easy. Let's go back to Jerry calling in from Des Moines. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you coming back. I mean, it's just so easy to talk with you guys on the radio here. The seriousness, I'm offended and appalled by this abusing, leveraging, beyond leveraging the term rape. I mean, if you let them get away, I believe in punishment fitting the crime, but if they get away with using rape, I mean, it's like, where is it going to end? Like, food rape, you know? Food rape would be where I put something in my own mouth that wasn't as tasty as advertised.
I'm disappointed. Thanks for the call, Jerry. I appreciate it. 855-453. So if we turn this around as far as the genders, you were just talking about the MySpace shot, and this is a shot taken above somebody's head, looking down at their body. It's slimming. It's highly slimming as far as the shot goes. So if I... you know, decided to go have sex with a woman with a blindfold. I'd be wearing a blindfold, and she had taken these pictures, and I didn't quite get what she looked like in the, you know, I wasn't entirely sure, and I, you know, just dove right in and had sex with a gal without ever actually having seen her, and it turns out she's a chunky gal when I take the blindfold off. I don't think... that I mean, ask yourself, radio listener, the person who's offended by me saying that, I don't think this guy should be going to jail. Ask yourself, in that circumstance with that woman? Because you know that could happen, right?
Yes.
Like, somewhere, some woman would be willing to have sex with me. Just go take a look. Go take a picture. Look up Mark Edge online. You'll see I'm a dashingly good-looking man.
He's handsome.
I'm a handsome man. I'm not young like you, but I'm a handsome man. So, yeah, some gal would say, sure, I'll slap a blindfold on that guy and have sex with him. Not every one of them would, by any stretch. And if I didn't look, even I was disappointed when the blindfold came off, I can't claim rape, even if she sort of misrepresented herself in the process.
No, because the time to do that is before the sex.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, don't have sex with people you haven't seen if you're going to be disappointed about what they look like. Let's go to talk Carl in Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. You're listening on 1450. Oops, I haven't properly pushed the button. Carl.
Yeah, WPG 1450. I'm just so ecstatic. The public schools in Atlantic City, they're going to butcher the sacred cow. 226.5 jobs are going to be cut. Finally.
Wow.
Well, look, they wouldn't answer me how many students they lost since Superstorm Sandy or the casinos closing, but I'm willing to bet 2,000. And the schools, you know, we don't want to cut anybody. We don't want to lose any public jobs, even though 8,000 to 10,000 people lost their jobs in the private sector.
Yeah.
And about time, you know.
Well, I'm offended by public schools generally, just their very existence. The idea that we should all be forced to pay for what is largely the worst school in a given geographic area. The only thing that's worse than a government school is usually another government school. It's
right.
You know, if they're compared to private schools, homeschooling, whatever it is out there, they perform under the mean. And if you're worried
right.
about poor people not going to school, that's an entirely different conversation. If we're talking about a means-based scholarship program, that's a different conversation than what we have currently, which is, low results, middle-class welfare, which is what public schools are.
Right. 60% graduation rate. I bet them other schools and private schools is probably 100% graduation rate.
The story doesn't even end there, Carl. Of the
right.
graduates of public school, on the average in the United States, 20% are functionally illiterate. In some school districts, it's 40% of the graduates. So you're not just talking about, now I don't know, I didn't check your number as far as 60%, but I'll take your word for it. But if you were to say, you know, if let's say some of the worst school districts out there, 60% of people graduate, well, 40% of them are functionally illiterate. So you're talking about, of the people that go through the government school system, they can't make half of them read. This isn't just about the parents. People love to blame the parents. When you have a kid half of the day, 5 days a week, and you can't get them to read by the end, you stink at this. You should be shut down and let somebody else try. We could shut down government school entirely and never, as a nation, spend another penny on schools and get better results than this crap.
Well, never mind taking the initiative yourself and stop sending the check to these poor schools because they'll take your house.
Yeah, if you try that, they will
right.
literally attempt to take your house. I've tried to do this myself. My son's unschooled, homeschooled, I'd say is probably a better term,
right.
schooled at home. The town, these people that send their kids to the school, they don't send me any money to educate my kid. They take money that I would use to educate my kid to educate theirs. It's stinking thievery. They know
right,
it.
What?
They won't even look me in the eye. The principal won't even look me in the eye.
Wow.
Well, I guess not. Look up, if you look, could look up what he makes, you'd be shocked. In New Jersey,
I haven't looked up.
New Jersey, by the numbers, you can look up any public service paycheck amount.
Really? How do you do that? And it's publicly available for anyone to search online?
Yeah, New Jersey by the numbers. Look up. You can put their last name in, or you could go to the city that you're looking at, and you can look it up. And it's right
wow.
there. It's a couple of years behind, but it gives you a good clue what they're making. Yeah.
Well, Carl, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And nothing is more guaranteed to get me fired up than talking about government schools. I just don't have any use for them. They wouldn't survive without having to extract money from you forcibly because they're so bad at what they do.
Yeah, it's tough for me, and I'm sure many people, because I, like others, are disconnected from paying for the schools in my local area. I rent, and so I don't really see the money get sent away for these so-called services.
But I can assure you the domicile in which you, from which you rent,
sure,
somebody is paying school taxes on that.
Right, and it's like that everywhere. But, you know, there are so few of the actual property owners that I don't even know if they could make a difference if they started complaining about this to their local... a school district, or who do you complain to? I mean, how do you turn this ship around?
I think what you have to do is you have to work from, you know, if I had a plan to do this, what I would do is I would move through this the government system, try to get a voucher system put in place.
Okay.
Then once you get the voucher system put in place, you then begin to means test that voucher system. So it's like, hey, look, why are we paying vouchers on kids that live in houses that are worth $500,000 or more? And those parents
seems a little invasive to, you know, require people to report their income.
Okay, then don't have them report their income. Just look at the property value. Why are we paying means-based, you know, school scholarships? Or why are we giving school scholarships to kids that live in $5 million homes? Can somebody explain that to me? And then you back it down as, look... The fact is if you want a voucher, it's all cool. You just have to prove you're in the bottom 20% of earners. Here's what the threshold is. You hit under that, fine, we'll give you some kind of thing or whatever. And then you back it down from there. I don't think you'll ever, because I don't particularly want to see poor people not get good educations either, but government
schools... They're not getting education.
The worst choice for doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that claim the loudest that they want good educations for poor kids will send them all to schools that they wouldn't send their kid to. They keep poor people in the same schools. Knife fighting and cussing is like, you know, a requisite class. I mean, they're terrible education. These things are like the demilitarized zone. They're like no man's land in World War One. They're awful places. They don't teach anybody anything. People walk out with PTSD. They're awful places.
And yet, when people like you propose the abolition of so-called public schools,
it's because
or
they don't
schools.
Care about kids. They care about teachers' unions, and nobody will say it. Everybody says, "Oh God, we love teachers. I love teachers too. They teach kids." Teachers' unions have turned educators into greedy, lazy bureaucrats. That's a sad thing, and nobody wants to say it. If you want to cuss me out for it, well, you can't cuss, but you can come tell me what a bad guy I am. 855-450-3733. I wish my kid could get a better education out of the government. 855-450-FREE.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.